Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, I am talking with someone who is determined to get you and me moving our bodies and improving our quality of life, right?
Yes, determined. I like that word.
I am with Jace Nagaya, who is the founder and instructor of Endeavor with Jace, which is a free community exercise class offered here in Palm Springs. Welcome, Jace.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell me about your class. How do you describe it to someone you're meeting for the first time?
All right. So I describe it as a low impact class that's designed to be inclusive. It's something that I designed because I was looking for diverse fitness environments. So I wanted to design something that was welcoming, something where everybody could feel like they belonged and take that pressure and that nervousness away from your first time joining a fitness class.
All good things. But I do want to focus a little bit on low impact. Exactly what does that mean and how is that different from aerobics that most people are familiar with?
Sure. So when referencing impact, it's usually in reference to the impact on your joints. So when I say low impact, we're not doing any jumping, anything that would be hard on your knees, on your ankles, on your elbows, just really, I hate to use the word soft or gentle, but in that direction, but still getting a good workout versus a traditional aerobics class would be doing like jumping jacks or burpees or things that you could just imagine like running where the impact when your foot hits the ground, it's creating that shock that goes through your body. And I, because of our demographic here, and I've never really been a fan of higher impact fitness classes, I figured that this was the way to go. And so we've been going strong since 2021, and I've never really felt the need to adjust at least that part of the exercise.
All right, since 2021, tell me, and you've touched on this, but why did you want to start an aerobics class here in Palm Springs?
Sure. Throughout the years, I've been involved in different aerobics classes or fitness classes, especially here in Palm Springs. And the one thing that I always felt was challenging was finding an environment where I felt like I belonged or felt welcomed or like a safe space. So I decided to coming out from another fitness class to create one that was really focused on that. So yes, it's a fitness class, it's wellness, but the priority was belonging, feeling welcome. And I, being a person of color, having that opportunity as a fitness instructor, and mind you, I became a fitness instructor during the pandemic while I was part of another fitness class, taking that and creating that environment where through representation, I could attract people that are looking for an instructor that may look like them or looking for a class that may have a little bit of everybody. My class has people of color, has women, it has men, people of the LGBTQ community, people from all over Palm Springs. I get visitors that come in during season. Definitely have seen it unfold the way that I envisioned it when I created it.
And as someone who's actually participated in your class, I can say there's actually quite an age range as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My youngest student has been in their 20s, oldest in their knees.
That's inspiring for the rest of us.
No excuses for anybody.
So representation is important, and absolutely. Okay. Let's go back a little bit. When did fitness become a personal priority for you in your life?
So that's interesting because I've always considered myself pretty active. College was in San Francisco, so I've always lived in like bigger cities. After college, just stayed active, walking around and trying to incorporate some sort of fitness class into my routine. But I wouldn't say I was a diehard. That's always been fluid for me. And I think that's what makes me a better instructor to my students is the fluidity. People can relate to that. Sometimes we envision an instructor that's like buff, that's a super fitness guru.
And perfect physique.
Absolutely.
Perfect everything,
yeah. And that could add to the intimidation. And I think for me is like that I have been fluid. I have had moments in my life where fitness hasn't been a priority. And I've experienced that challenge of getting back into it and trying to get back into that routine. And my class has witnessed that with me as well. Recently, my dad passing away last year and me having to take time and space for myself, which meant stepping outside of my routine. And And that contributed to some weight gain for me. And so in my class, I feel like that made me a better instructor because they could look at me and say, hey, he's getting back into this. And I've gone through something similar in my life, but we just keep going and we keep moving forward. And yeah.
And you talk about the challenges that you have in your class. And you also talk about the indulgences and things that you do on the weekends that actually motivate you to go in on Monday and work harder.
Yes. And let me just clarify. So my indulgences are the weekends. I love brunches and I always will love brunches. But yeah, so I call our Friday workouts pre-burning because I say, you know what? We earned it today. So go ahead and enjoy your weekend. And because we're going to come right back here next week and we're going to pick up where we left off.
I love that because you don't hear a lot of fitness instructors say that.
No, I try to be realistic. I try to tell my students to do what I would do. I say, don't do anything I wouldn't do, which isn't a long list. But yeah, I just try to be realistic with my students.
So you said earlier that the class has unfolded the way that you envisioned it. Have there been any surprises in the way that it's evolved over the years?
I don't know if I would say surprise, but an awareness that I have now is sometimes things don't always look how you first picture it. So diversity was important to me. I wanted to see diversity in my class, and I definitely do. How diversity looks is a little bit different. And I think that it's up to each person to define what that looks like, because diverse can mean different things to different people. For me, it's a little bit of everybody, which is great. I want to look out into my class and see our community. And when an environment is homogenous, I feel like that's what's lacking, and that's what contributes to some discomfort for people like me.
Okay, excellent. So I know your class has a loyal following. There are many full-time desert residents who participate, but you also have seasonal residents who come back every year.
I do.
What is the appeal? What do you think it is? Or what do they tell you about your class?
I think it's just a little bit of everything. I have people that enjoy the sense of community, coming and connecting with people, making friends, the desire to stay active while they are here temporarily, whether it be 3 to 6 months, and following their own fitness routines. And there is that flexibility in my class where I tell people modify as needed. So anybody with any fitness level can come in. I get people coming from all different areas with different limitations or abilities, and they're able to just jump right in.
That inclusivity is really important, but also something you said about community, because I think so many people, especially now, are seeking community. Even when you're an introvert, you want community, and your class definitely provides that. We will continue our conversation in a moment, but first, this message. The air we breathe, the water we drink, and the land we live on are essential parts of living a thriving, healthy life here in the Coachella Valley. That's why the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation, with community partners, will present the second annual Healthy Desert, Healthy You Environmental Health Summit on September 11 and 12, 2025, at the Westin Mission Hills Resort in Rancho Mirage. We are bringing together environmental advocates, health experts, community leaders, and concerned residents like you to explore solutions to the environmental challenges we face. Join the conversation. Register today for this free event at HealthyDesertHealthyYou.com. Welcome back to Healthy Desert, Healthy You. We continue now with our conversation. I wanted to talk a little bit about, just go back to the theme of low-impact aerobics. What are the benefits to your body if you're consistently doing this? So you offer your class how many times a week and when?
I offer my class 3 days a week, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at the Demuth Community Center.
Excellent. And what are the benefits of low impact aerobics?
So benefits of low impact aerobics is you're still, like for my class, for example, we're moving at 135 beats per minute. So we're getting a good workout. It's a cardio workout, cardiovascular. So it's really focused on getting you to focus on the endurance. We have a body conditioning part of it. So we're focusing on all major muscles. But again, as I mentioned, we're not jumping and we're not hard on the bodies. So just to make sure I clarify, because sometimes when people hear low impact, they're thinking it's a low energy type of class, and it's not. We have upbeat music, we're moving for the full hour, we're sweating, and on average, and all of our bodies are different, but I could speak for myself, I can burn up to 400 to 500 calories teaching the class. And our calculations are all different. It depends on how tall you are, your body mass, and there's all these things that come into play. But that's just an example of 400, 500 calorie burn in an aerobics class is pretty good considering it's low impact.
That's a good workout. And actually during the class, you are telling people to keep moving. And even when you take a break, get a sip of water, you need to keep your feet, something moving. I wanted to talk a little bit about some other ways that you're involved in supporting the community of Palm Springs.
Absolutely. So I am also a commissioner for our Parks and Recs department here in Palm Springs. I joined 2 years ago now. I love it. It allows me to give back to our community. It allows me to be involved with our Parks and Recs, our programming, all of the events and developments of our park and recreation areas. It's great to have that level of involvement. I'm also involved with the LGBTQ Center, where I teach on occasion. I've volunteered for DAP Health, lots of organizations out here. One of the great benefits of living in Palm Springs is it's a very philanthropic town, and there's lots of opportunity to give back.
How can any of our listeners who are interested in getting moving, as I was saying earlier, especially with you, Endeavor with Jace, how can they learn more about that?
Yeah, so you can visit my website. It's www.endeavorpalmsprings.com. All of the information's there. I also do warm-ups for 5Ks, so I'll also upload those dates on my websites as well, just in case anyone would like to participate. But again, my class is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, 7:30 to 8:30 at Duluth Community Center, and it's a free class, so anybody could join. There's no reason not to. You just have to sign up.
Oh, I know. There's one more thing I wanted to ask you about your class. So something that you do that I haven't seen other instructors do that really reflects your sense of giving back is your closing message at the end.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that and why you do that.
Yeah, so my closing message, I feel like fitness is definitely a part of wellness. And I want people to think about it as not just our bodies, but our minds as well. So I try to remind my class to be present. My closing is I remind people to be kind, not only to others, but to ourselves. Because self-care and self-love are our keys to happiness, joy, and peace. I remind them to be present because the past is over. There's no reason to dwell on it. And tomorrow's not here. But instead, be in the moment, focus on this very second, and just carry that along with you. And then, of course, I remind them to be grateful, because sometimes it's hard to think about things to be grateful for, especially when we have all these things happening in the news and in our communities. But there will always be reasons to be grateful. The fact that we're alive, we're healthy, we have our community, we're in a beautiful city. It's good to remind yourselves that we have reasons to make us smile always.
That is a great message to receive, especially when you are in a setting where you're taking care of yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Jace.
Thank you. It's been great.
To enjoy more episodes like this one, subscribe to Healthy Desert, Healthy You, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, as you go about your day, you can always choose health. Healthy thoughts, healthy actions, and healthy goals.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.